You know what? It seems like all of a sudden, so much is happening.
I know.
Ross is getting married.
Phoebe's making people.
Everybody's doing stuff.
And we just sit here. I mean, if I died, the only way people would even know that I was here would be by the ass print on this chair. Look, we have to do something, okay? Something huge.
We could climb Mount Everest.
No, no, not something stupid, something huge.
No. I saw an ad for this video. People climb that thing every day. We could totally do that.
Why not? I mean, it's just climbing. It's just steep.
Yeah.
We're going to Everest, okay? It'd be nice to leave an ass print on Everest.
Hey!
Hey!
What's up?
We're gonna climb Mount Everest.
Yeah, baby!
Really? I looked into that. Yeah, but, I mean, it costs like $60,000, and, you know, you could die. And you would die.
Oh, well.
We could get that Everest video, though.
Yeah, we could do that without, you know, risking our lives at all.
And while we're down at the video store, you know what else we could rent? Die Hard. You know what? I just remembered. That Everest thing is only available through mail order.
Oh, well.
So you guys will stay here and hang out with me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you something. One of these days, we're going to get off our butts and rent Die Hard again.
Yeah, we are.
Does your Uncle Nathan get an invite or not?
Oh, God, nobody likes him. And he's so cheap. I mean, he'd never fly to London in a million years. Yeah, invite him. Hey, did I do these neat enough?
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah?
If anyone asks, we'll say that Ben addressed them. Oh, so he invited Rachel then?
Sure, why not?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I'd be comfortable having any of my old lovers there.
Wait, do you think maybe we shouldn't invite her?
Oh, no, Ross, you know I absolutely adore Rachel. It's just that, well, I thought it might be a bit awkward for you. But it's absolutely your decision. More tea?
Yeah, sure.
Earl Grey?
Well, yeah, fine, yeah, invite whoever you want.
Want to be single, okay? I just want to be married again.
And I just want $1 million.
Rachel? Oh, God, Monica, hi. Thank God. Okay, everybody, this is Rachel, another Lincoln High survivor. This is everybody. This is Chandler and Phoebe and Joey. And you remember my brother Ross?
Sure.
Hey.
Hi.
You know, you probably didn't know this, but back in high school, I had a major crush on you.
I knew.
You did? Oh, okay. I always figured you just thought I was Monica's geeky older brother.
I did.
Oh. Listen, do you think... And try not to let my intense vulnerability become any kind of a factor here. But do you think it would be okay if I asked you out sometime, maybe?
Yeah. Maybe.
Okay. Okay, maybe I will. See, I see a big passion in your future.
Really?
I do.
Oh, Ross, you're so great.
Never gonna happen.
Hey, I have a question. Well, actually, not so much a question as more of a general wondering.
Okay.
Well, for a while now, I've been wanting to, Yes. That's right. What?
Top of the world looking down on creation and me.
Listen, Mitzi, if you want this part, you're going to have to take me with it.
Can you see that?
You were incredible. A brand new woman, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you think we could not have done this without you?
Okay, more clothes in the dryer?
I'm fine.
You had no right to tell me you ever had feelings for me.
What?
I was doing great with Julie before I found out about you.
Hey, I was doing great before I found out about you. You think it's easy for me to see you with Julie?
Well, the point is, I don't need this right now. Okay, it's too late. I'm with somebody else. I'm happy. This ship has sailed.
All right, fine. You go ahead and you do that, all right, Ross? All right. I don't need your stupid ship. Good. I'm doing something I actually care about? This is the first time in my life I'm doing something that I'm actually good at? I mean, if you don't get that...
Okay, I get that, okay? I get that big time, and I'm happy for you, but I'm tired of having a relationship with your answering machine, okay? I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, neither do I.
Is this about Mark?
Oh, my God.
Okay, it's not.
Oh, my God. I cannot keep having the same fight over and over again, Ross. No, you're making this too hard.
Oh, I'm making this too hard. Okay, what do you want me to do?
I don't know. Look, maybe we should just take a break.
You're right. Let's take a break. Let's cool off, okay? Let's get some frozen yogurt or something.
No. A break from us.
Do I know why we're rushing?
Yeah, you know the girlfriend I told you about last night? Well, it turns out that she wants to get back together with me. I found it!
That's so great, you guys!
Yeah.
Good luck with your girlfriend.
Oh, thank you. Hi, hey. Rachel!
Oh, you got my message.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you are right on time.
So, what do you say? Can I be your girlfriend again?
Yes, you can very much.
I want you to leave. Get out of here. Just
no,
get out now.
No, I know. I want to stay. I want to talk about this.
All right. How was she?
Uh-oh.
What?
Was she good?
Don't answer that.
Hey, Ross, you said you wanted to talk about it. Let's talk about it. How was she?
She was...
awful.
She was
horrible.
Not good.
Nothing compared to you.
She was different. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Good? Different?
Nobody likes change.
The way you owned up to everything, it just showed me how much you've grown, you know? I mean, my mom never thought this would work out. She was all, once a cheater, always a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just wish we hadn't lost those 4 months. But if time was what you needed just to gain a little perspective...
We were on a break!
You seem to really like her.
Yeah, but what am I going to do? I mean, we both agreed it was going to be a 2-week thing, you know? No commitment.
Ross,
That girl just spent the entire evening talking to your friends, asking to hear stories about you, looking through Monica's photo albums. I mean, you don't do that if you're just in it for 2 weeks.
You think?
You've got like 14 hours until she has to be at the airport, and you're sitting here in a hallway with a 28-year-old cheerleader with a fat lip.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Oh, this is so amazing. Can't believe my brother's getting married and in London. I mean, it's just, it's so romantic.
Hey, pretty smart. Tissue paper. You're at the wedding. You have to cry. Handkerchief? No, no, I got my invitation.
Oh, look, isn't this adorable? Ross let Ben address mine.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, did you get your invitation to Ross's wedding?
No.
Oh, don't worry, man. I get to bring a guest. We'll show him.
I'm so jealous you're all going. I can't believe I never knew that you can't fly in your third trimester.
I didn't know that either.
I knew that. So didn't know that, but you should see your faces.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
Thanks for hanging out. What's this? Is this Ross's wedding invitation?
See, maybe that's the one we should have actually hidden.
Oh, no, no, you guys, come on. You don't have to do that. I'm happy for him. I am. I'll work on it.
I'm sorry, honey. Wait, you're going to come, though, aren't you?
Oh, honey, I don't know.
This isn't one of those, you know, if she doesn't come, we don't come, right? Because I already bought my ticket.
You know what would be real weird? As if you weren't there. Just say you'll think about it, okay?
No, I'll think about it. Yeah.
Who is this from?
Oh, that's Russ.
Oh.
Oh, my God. He remembered.
Remembered what? It was like months ago. We were walking by this antique store, and I saw this pin in the window, and I told him that it was just like one my grandmother had when I was a little girl. Oh, I can't believe he remembered.
This must have cost him a fortune.
I can't believe he did this.
Oh, come on, Ross. Remember back in college when he fell in love with Carol and bought her that ridiculously expensive crystal duck?
What did you just say?
Flannan.
Oh, my God.
Ross and I were in grad school together.
Yeah, but we haven't seen each other since then. Well, I land in China. Guess who's in charge of the dig?
Julie! Julie, isn't that great? I mean, isn't that just kick you in the crotch, spit on your neck, fantastic?
Oh, that is so sweet. No. No, okay. No, you hang up. No, you... Okay. Okay. One, two, three. Well, you didn't hang up either. Sitting there. Okay, no. No, you hang up. You.
Ross. Hi. It's Rachel. I'm just calling to say that everything's fine. And I'm really happy for you and your cat. So obviously, I am over you. I am over you. And that, my friend, is what they call closure.
Rach, I got a message from you.
Oh, my God, Ross, no, hang up the phone. Give me the phone, Ross. Give me the phone, give me the phone, give me the phone.
You're over me?
Oh, God.
What? You're,
Oh, God.
You're over me? When were you under me?
Basically, lately, I've sort of had feelings for you.
Okay, I need to lie down.
He broke up with Julie. Well, go hug her, for God's sakes.
Really?
Really. It's always been you, right?
Oh, God.
Oh. Listen, I'm sorry I had to work tonight.
Oh, it's okay. You were worth the wait. And I don't just mean tonight. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, honey. Oh, that's okay.
Oh, no, you just rolled over the juice box. Gunther, please tell me you didn't say anything to Rachel about me and the girl from the copy place.
I'm sorry. Was I not supposed to?
Hey, you're the one who ended it, remember?
Yeah, because I was mad at you, not because I stopped loving you.
You still love me?
No.
What does this mean? What do you... I mean, do you want to get back together?
Or? No. Maybe. I don't
what?
Know. I feel...
You know, I can't believe I even thought of getting back together with you. We are so over.
Fine by me!
And hey, just so you know, it's not that common. It doesn't happen to every guy, and it is a big deal!
I knew it!
Rachel's coming up. Doesn't she look pretty, Jack?
Oh, my God.
You know what this is? This is us getting ready for the prom.
You know what, you guys? We don't have to watch this.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Come on.
Come
on.
You get a shot of Monica.
Wait, how do you zoom out? There she is.
Shut up. The camera adds 10 pounds.
So how many cameras are actually on you?
Looking good, Mr. Cartel.
I can't go to my own prom without a date. I can't. It's too late.
You're not going, then I don't want to go either.
No. I have a wonderful idea. You should take Rachel to the prom.
You know, I think we've seen enough. Let's turn
it off. No.
Okay, fine. Well, I'm not going to watch, all right?
Come on, kid. Let's go.
Are you handsome?
Let's show him.
Okay, Dad.
Rachel, ready or not, here comes your knight in shining. Oh, no.
Bye, children. Rachel. Oh, dear. Jack, how do I turn this off?
I can't believe you did that.
Yeah, well.
No. You're really not going?
Yeah. It's just going to be too hard. You know, I mean,
It's Ross. How can I watch him get married? You know, it's just, it's for the best, you know, it is. It's, you know, and plus somebody's got to stay here with Phoebe. You know, she's going to be pretty big by then, and she needs someone to help her tie her shoes. Drive her to the hospital in case she goes into labor. And
you don't have a car, and your license expired.
Yeah, see, there's so much to do, and I have so little time to do it in.
All right, check it out. Check this out. It says here there's a place you can go to rent videos of all the museums. It's almost as good as being there.
It's better. You can't go to a museum in your underwear.
Well, you could, but probably just the one time. I bet we could get videos of all the sites, get a VCR in our hotel room. We'd never even have to go outside. If we do that, we've got to rent Die Hard.
Oh, I bet the British version is good.